Valley matchup here tonight, live from Gilbertville, Mount Upton. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales tip-off show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. It's senior night here as the Raiders host the Mustangs, and again, looking at the Tri-Valley standings right now, there is a lot on the line. Morris comes in with a league record of 4-2, 7-5 overall. GMU is 2-3, 5-3 overall. So when you look at the middle of the standings, you pretty much have Cherry Valley, Morris, Skenevis, Edmiston, and GMU all fighting for that 3-4 spot right now. So that's some really good playoff seedings on the line here tonight. So GMU hasn't played in a while. They've had a couple of games canceled, trying to get back on track here tonight. So we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, it's senior night. We'll be talking about that and getting you ready for a tip between Morris and GMU here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. We do record all these games as well. It's in our game audio archive. You can go back. It's a free download at WCDOsports.com. Usually have it up there by the next day, and that's all courtesy of SFCU. It's senior night here, so they were just honoring some of the Morris seniors. And then GMU with two seniors this year, Ashlyn Marin as well as Tammy Barnes. Ashlyn with a bright college basketball future ahead. I know a bunch of Empire 8 schools are looking at her and be interested to see what she decides to do next year. It's hard to find a girl that is 6'1", 6'2", and can do the things that Ashlyn does in terms of putting the ball on the floor, handling the basketball, being able to rebound, all of those things. And she has a nice shooting touch as well. So she's going to be a very good player at the next level, and be exciting to see where she decides to go. But can't believe it's senior night for her already. You blink sometimes as a local sports guy, and you know, a kid just gets onto the varsity program, and boom, you blink, and they're graduating. So that's how I feel about Ashlyn here tonight, as well as Tammy, two girls who have made a big impact here on this program. As I said, these two teams right neck and neck in the standings, and it doesn't get much better if you're a Tri-Valley fan than Morris and GMU. Of course, for years it was the Morris-Gilbertville rivalry. It's kind of morphed into the Morris and GMU rivalry when GMU merged in 1990, so Mount Upton came into the fray there, and it's just always fun, you know, 6, 7, 8 miles that separate the two schools, and it's you know, a lot of fun. You get people coming down the valley, not so much during the COVID times, but usually the gyms are packed, and it's a great atmosphere, and more fans are allowed into tonight's game from the GMU community, so it's been a lot of fun to see some more fans here in the stands. I was here earlier in the season when GMU played Skenevis, and it was pretty quiet in here because it was pretty much just the two teams. Tonight, some more fans in the stands, people here for senior night, and you love to see that. It creates such a great atmosphere for the kids. So, again, this is going to be a huge one here tonight in the Tri-Valley standings. Everybody's trying to keep pace with Worcester and Franklin, who are at the top of the league right now. Worcester is 6-0. Franklin is 5-1. Franklin's one loss is to Worcester, so there's a lot of parity in the league right now. Teams battling it out towards the top. GMU was supposed to play Worcester earlier this week, and it just got canceled, as games tend to do these days. You never know going into a given day what is going to get canceled and what's going to be on. So GMU has not played in a while. I'll be interested to see if they're rusty here tonight. against the Mustangs or not. On the other side, Morris is very good. When you have players like Carissa Richards, Hannah Wist, Maddie Akins, they are very tough. A lot of good guard play for Morris. GMU's going to have to be very careful about that. GMU has the size advantage with Ashlyn Marin and Meg Perrine, both towering at over 6 feet tall. So they have a good chance of owning the glass here tonight and playing very well on the low block. So we'll see if GMU takes advantage. All right, we're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups here as the Raiders and the Mustangs get ready to do battle. Again, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show as Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Actually, I think I'll keep it right here. It looks like they're going to put another 2 minutes up on the clock here to let both teams finish warming up a little bit after that senior ceremony. So, again, it's so nice to see everybody back in the building here. I know that if this was a traditional Morris and GMU game, this place would be packed. I'm up here in the balcony if you're familiar with the GMU gym. There are a few people up here tonight. And, again, the last time I was here, there was absolutely nobody. But, you know, even a couple of years ago, Morris and GMU had some really good games here where this place was completely stuffed. I mean, there was nowhere to sit. People were standing in the corners, even though they're not supposed to. I mean, that's the type of rivalry game that this is. So nice to see a couple more people in the stands here tonight, that's for sure. I had a great one last night with Delhi and Unitigo on the girls' side, with Delhi coming away with a 48-43 victory. Sylvia Little down the stretch was tremendous for the Delhi Bulldogs. I thought Alexa Lucia was fantastic as well. Unitigo dug themselves an early hole, and they chipped it all the way back to 3 points there in that second half. And towards the end, it was like Sylvia would make a basket for Delhi, Lex would come down and make a basket for Unitigo, and they were just kind of trading blows. It was like a heavyweight fight out there, and really just came down to the wire. We've had a really good week of coverage here on WCDO. Earlier in the week, we had the Unitigo boys over at Norwich. They went right down to the buzzer. Unitigo had a shot at the buzzer and missed that to lose by three. Then I was up in Skenivis earlier this week, where the Skenivis girls in Cherry Valley had a great game. Skenivis was up 9 at halftime. Cherry Valley came roaring back for a 5-point victory, and really that one came down to the wire. And then last night when we had Delhi and Unitigo, and then I have high hopes for this contest here tonight. Kind of contrasting styles, GMU having the size inside with Perrine and with Ashlyn Marin, but having Hannah Bonskowski on the outside, a tremendous 3-point shooter. I'm going to be very curious what Morris does to attack her. But the Morris guards, very quick, like to get out in transition. Carissa Richards can score with the best of them, along with Hannah Wist. So it'll be very interesting to see the chess match between the two coaches here tonight. All right, now we're going to pause for the national anthem, as well as the starting lineups. And when we come back, we'll get you set here for Morris and GMU. We'll have the opening tip-off between the Raiders and the Mustangs. Thanks for listening into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight here on WCDO, live from GMU, as it's the Lady Raiders hosting the Morris Mustangs. Starting lineup first for Morris and head coach Rhoda Flint. They start with junior number one, Carissa Richards. Freshman number two, Hannah Wist. A senior number 10, Maddie Akins. A senior number 11, Triana Hawkins. And a junior number 15, Hannah Swayer. On the other side for GMU and head coach Tanya Barnes. They start with number 5, a junior, Hannah Bonskowski. Senior number 13, Ashlyn Marin. Junior number 24, Kendra Hammond. Senior number 25, Tammy Barnes. And a junior number 34, Meg Perrine. So GMU's in the home white uniforms with the gold and the blue trim. Says Raiders across the front. Morris is in those royal blue road uniforms with the white trim, says Morris in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Meg Perrine will win the opening tip, and GMU will be going right to left on your radio dial. So GMU with the basketball. They go to the high post for Ashlyn Marin. They reverse it for Bonskowski. Right side for three, too strong. Rebound loose. Both teams scrambling. Morris will come away as Carissa Richards went into the land of the trees and picked that one up. So Richards going left to right with a chest pass to Wist. They'll set it up here. GMU going with a really high 3-2 zone here, trying to, I think, just use their length to keep Morris away from taking some of those long three-point shots. And Morris losing the ball out of bounds right in front of the GMU bench, so the Raiders will get it back with 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And we are scoreless so far tonight between the Raiders and the Mustangs. Bonskowski reverses far side. Now looking for Kendra Hammond. Lost control of it. Morris will fall on it, and this is Hannah West. Gets tied up, and will have a jump ball. And the arrow, I think, is going to give it back to the Mustangs here. Yes, they will. So the Mustangs will get it back. We'll see if my voice gets through tonight's game. I think I got a little bit too much into that Delhi-Unitego game last night. And, I don't know if my voice is not in mid-season radio form or what, but we'll do our best here tonight to bring you all the action. Morris pumps one to the interior. A left-handed layup for Maddie Akins won't go. And a rebound for the Raiders, and they'll look to bring it back up the floor with Hannah Bonskowski. So we're still scoreless. We're a minute in. Here is Barnes at the top of the key, leaving one now for Kendra Hammond. Hammond with the basketball. Back to Barnes, far side to the interior for Ashlyn Marin. Turnaround shot. The kiss off the glass is good for Ashlyn Marin. First bucket of the night makes it 2-0. 6:40 to go, first quarter. An early 2-0 lead for the Raiders. Morris with the basketball. They go far side. Now to the interior for Maddie Akins. Nice pass there from Hawkins, and she lays it up and in. And Maddie Akins with her first basket ties things up at 2 apiece with 6:25 to go in the first. Ball loose at midcourt. Now Morris will come away with it with a steal here by Hawkins. Hawkins over midcourt to the left side finds Akins, and Morris will pump the brakes here looking to start things back up on offense. Mustangs with the basketball. Here is Richards, one of the deadliest scorers here in the Tri-Valley League if she can get going. They go to the high post for Akins. Far side for Hawkins. Her pass was intercepted, though. I think we're going to have a foul on Bonskowski. Let's see. Or is this going on Morris? And I believe they're going to call this one on Morris. Bonskowski came over to steal that ball. Yeah, they're going to give this one to Morris, to Hannah Swayer, the junior. Hannah Bonskowski for GMU came over to try to steal that ball, and they bumped, and they make that call against the Mustangs. So we're tied 2-2 with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. GMU with the basketball. They go for Barnes, far side. She fires up a three. It's off the mark. A rebound for GMU underneath. Ashlyn Marin couldn't hold on to it. Threw her fingertips, though, out of bounds in front of the Morris bench. And we'll go back to the Mustangs here with 5:40 to go here in this first frame. Tied up at two apiece. You can see both teams kind of feeling each other out here in the early going. You got to remember, you know, these teams didn't play last year, so they haven't played each other in 2 years. A lot of these players, still kind of getting used to things around the league. Here's a steal for GMU. Bonskowski to the left side for Barnes. Back to Hannah. She tries a three from straight away. Nothing but net there for Hannah Bonskowski. And she's been on fire lately from three-point land. And that one was pretty deep, and it was nothing but net. And GMU has a 5-2 lead as we come up on 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mustangs try to go to the inside. Ashlyn Marin says no, swats it out of bounds. Morris will hold on to possession underneath the basket. And so both teams go into the bench here as Perrine gets a breather. Kendra Hammond back into the ball game. And Mackenzie Barnes is also in now for GMU. So Morris on the baseline with Hannah Wist will kick one out for Swayer. Pull-up jumper is off the mark, and a foul underneath. Going to be on Hannah Wist as she was going for that rebound. Just beating her to the spot there was Kendra Hammond. So that's two early fouls on the Mustangs. And they do not have a ton of players on that bench. They cannot afford to get into foul trouble here. Here is GMU across the midcourt timeline with 4:45 to go in this first quarter. A 5-2 lead for GMU over the Morris Mustangs. And GMU tries to go to the interior. That one tipped off the hand of Ashlyn Marin. Out of bounds, going to go back to the Morris Mustangs. Morris doing a good job of kind of surrounding the GMU bigs, making it difficult to get a pass in there so far. I like the strategy. Left side for Hannah Wist. She fires up a three. That one's off the mark, and a rebound here for GMU. That was Tammy Barnes windexing the glass. And back up they come with Kendra Hammond. A bounce pass to the interior. Had too much hot sauce on that one out of bounds as she was looking for Tammy Barnes, and Barnes couldn't get there in time. So again, 4:25 to go first quarter as it's GMU 5 and Morris 2. Mustangs across midcourt in front of the scorers table. Here is Richards, a deep three for her. That one is wide to the left, out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going to go back to GMU. I think with the way GMU's playing this zone, it's pushing Morris to the outside, and Carissa Richards there was just like, well, I'm going to try one from out here and see what happens, see if she can get going early. Here is Bonskowski, left wing side, is GMU in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim going right to left. They have the basketball. Into the far side corner, they work one inside for Ashlyn Marin. Turnaround, baby hook won't go. Rebound is scooped up and is good for Tammy Barnes. And GMU leads 7-2 with 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. A good start for the Raiders tonight. Morris is across midcourt. Left side now for Hannah Wist. Splits two defenders, lost it, but Akins was there to gather it up. Back to the right wing side, a three for Morris. Won't go down, and a rebound for GMU. Shot there was from Hannah Swayer. And now a foul at midcourt as sprinting down was Kendra Hammond. Hammond looks to be a little shaken up on the play here. I think this is going to be the second foul on Hannah Wist. Yes, it is. Morris is going to take a timeout. That's a tough one for Wist. You need her in the game and two early fouls. So 3:25 to go in the first quarter. Our score is GMU 7, Morris 2. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Our early score here is GMU 7 and Morris 2. Good start for the Raiders on senior night here at GMU. Raiders working it around. They go back to Bonskowski, a three from the left side. It hits off the left side of the rim. A rebound, though, by Barnes. Puts it up, can't get it to go. Out of bounds, will stay with the Raiders. Good look there from Bonskowski. Just kind of had a little bit of a funny rotation on it. Maybe she just let it go a little strange. And it was off to the left. GMU gets it in. They go to Marin at the top of the key. And now to Bonskowski, left side in front of the Morris bench. She'll dribble one back up and kind of reset the offense here with 15 on the shot clock to get things going. Bonskowski, far side for Marin. Bounce pass into the corner. Little give and go for Marin on the right low block. Tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with the Raiders this time. Want to make sure you stay tuned for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report later on tonight. Morabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Break down the whole first half for you here. Inbounds pass from Bonskowski to Marin. Her shot rolls off the front of the rim. We're going to have a foul underneath, and we'll see who it's on with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Going to be on GMU, it looks like, their first. And it's going to be on Ashlyn Marin, her first. Team's first. 2:45 to go, first quarter, 7-2 the score. Morris with the basketball. Wist with a skip pass across the top of the zone, finds Akins down low. Shot to the interior, and another foul here on GMU. And it looks like the Zebra Crew is going to be calling a tight one here tonight, folks. With 2:35 to go in the first quarter, Morris will be getting the ball in on the baseline. And they'll find Maddie Akins. Pull-up jumper there is off the back of the rim and no good. And now back forward here for Bonskowski for GMU. And Hannah looks to set it up on offense. Goes to Marin on the right side. Into the right wing corners. GMU goes right to left for Mackenzie Barnes. Barnes to Meg Perrine. Back up top they go to Bonskowski. Left side for three. Too strong. Rebound underneath. Both teams scrambling for it there. And Morris with a rebound. It gets kicked out to Carissa Richards. Richards spots up for three. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Marin rips down a rebound. And Marin quickly in transition with 2 minutes to go in this first frame. Marin across the midcourt timeline goes back to Bonskowski here for GMU as they lead 7-2 with a 1:50 to go here in the first frame. Marin steps in for a long two. That hit the right side of the rim, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Mustangs. So the Raiders have gone a little cold here in the second half of this first quarter. In case you were keeping track at home, Hannah Wist has stayed in the game with those two fouls. Morris really does not have much of a deep bench. They carry seven total. So Wist is just going to have to play as smart as she can to get through this first half with those two fouls. A steal now by GMU, but then tiptoeing back down the sideline, stepping out of bounds, was Kendra Hammond. And she jumps up and down after the whistle there because she was on her way to a pretty much free layup there before the official said, nope, you stepped out of bounds. So Morris will get it in. Mustangs are in desperate need of a basket here on the road. They've been ice cold shooting the basketball so far. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Mustangs trailing 7-2. Here's Richards. This would be huge. Right side for three, won't go. off the back of the rim. GMU with a rebound. And in transition here is Bonskowski. Hannah kicks one back out for Ashlyn Marin. Dribble drive into the paint. And the little runner is good for Ashlyn Marin. And she's got 4 points, and GMU leads 9-2 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Morris back across midcourt looking for some options here. They really need a bucket here in the last minute of the first quarter. And a reach-in foul on Marin with 55 seconds to go. I think that's going to be her second. So Ashlyn Marin's going to get a little break here, and that's a tough one. That was right there. I mean, I don't blame her for reaching, but there was also no need for it. I'm sounding like a coach right now, but I think if you're Ashlyn, she would want that one back as well. 55 seconds to go, first quarter, 9-2 the score, and Morris will work it in here to Richards. Even though Morris only has these 2 points, boy, if they could get a bucket here, especially a three, that would go a long way to getting them some confidence. Here is Maddie Aiken. She says, I'll take that three, Nate. Steps up, hit the rim twice. It would not go down. Ball is loose on the floor, scooped up by the Mustangs. They'll keep it alive. Back up top for Carissa Richards. She fires from straight away. In and out. And another rebound here for the Mustangs. They have really kept this alive. 30 seconds left, first quarter. Here is Richards on the right side. Looking for options. Morris being very patient. You got to respect that. Now for Aikens. Pumps one to the interior here for Maddie Coleman. Back out. Aikens for three. It's short. And a rebound for GMU with 13 ticks left. And Hammond will come across midcourt here for the Raiders. Hammond finds Bonskowski. 5 seconds left. Hannah, dribble drive, steps in for a long two. Too much mustard on that one, and that'll do it. The horn rings, and the first quarter's in the books with the score GMU 9 and Morris 2. I'm Nate Lawlin. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of quality hard.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU tonight. And welcome to anybody listening online here. Always glad to have you along. I'm up in the balcony tonight at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. As we start the second quarter, our score is 9-2. The GMU girls are on top of Morris. We're going to have a foul on Carissa Richards on the first, basically the first second here of the second quarter on a reach-in as soon as GMU got the ball in. And so that's her first and the team's first. In the girls' game now, every quarter, the fouls reset. And so that's the first one on Morris here in the second. Hannah Bonskowski down low on a nice pass from Meg Perrine is fouled, and Bonskowski will go to the line. So Hannah with 3 points in the first quarter. And Ashlyn Marin with four to lead GMU. On the other side, Maddie Aikens with the only bucket for the Mustangs in that first frame. Tough shooting night so far for Morris as Bonskowski steps in. First one rattles in and out. I think there is a lid on both of these rims. I said that several times last night during that Delhi-Unitigo game as well. It can be a game of streaks and runs here. Bonskowski's second foul shot is good. And so Hannah now has 4 points, and GMU leads 10-2 over Morris. So here is Carissa Richards across midcourt, goes to Hannah Wist, into the corner, now to Maddie Aikens on the left low block. Back up top for Richards, pump fakes, takes it to the interior, floating jumper won't go, rebound for GMU. The size of the Raiders is really giving Morris some trouble here so far. And Bonskowski up to midcourt, has her pocket picked by Hannah Wist. Ball is loose on the floor, and a traveling violation on Wisp. That's a tough one because, you know, she just did everything right. She got the steal, had the hustle, dove head first, but then you get whistled for the travel, and it's all for naught. So GMU will get the basketball in. Again, early second quarter, GMU leading 10-2. And the Raiders with the basketball. Here for Meg Perrine. Steps in from the foul line. Got it. Meg Perrine with a high arcing shot. Nails that one. The junior, again, probably about 6'1", maybe even 6'2", for Meg Perrine. Can really shoot the basketball. And she showed it there. And now Morris with a turnover, losing it out of bounds in front of the GMU bench. And Coach Rhoda Flint has seen enough. She's going to call timeout. 6:55 to go second quarter. GMU 12, Morris 2. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. The GMU girls leading 12-2. And they will have the ball out of the timeout. But now a steal by the Mustangs. Oh, we're going to have a jump ball as Richards got tied up down in that far corner with Mackenzie Barnes. Both went tumbling down to the floor. Both appear to be okay. And so this will be Morris getting the ball back. After that jump ball, the possession arrow giving it to the Mustangs. Ashlyn Marin back in after sitting for a couple of minutes in foul trouble. She's going to have to be smart, cannot afford to pick up that third foul. Here is Hannah West on the right side as the Mustangs go left to right. Now a steal by Bonskowski. Goes in all alone for the right-handed layup and gets it. Hannah Bonskowski now with 6 points. And GMU leads 14-2 and another timeout here by Morris. They want to talk things over. It has not been the Mustangs' night so far with 6:25 to go second quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:25 to go in the second quarter. Live tonight from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along, whether you're listening on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU. We appreciate their support of local high school sports. Here's Richards out of the timeout for Morris. Tries a long three and hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't go. Morris has been ice cold shooting the basketball tonight, getting good looks. They are just not going down. It's been one of those kind of nights. A rebound, though, by the Mustangs. They will keep this possession alive as Richards will have it to the high post now for Akins. Now for Hannah Wist. She fires up a three and got it. Hannah Wist from downtown is able to hit that shot. Makes it 14-5, and maybe that's the spark that the Mustangs need. I'm guessing that they're going to make a run here at some point. They're too talented of a team not to. Here is Marin down low. Dishes one off for Meg Perrine. The jumper on the baseline is good. Give that to Meg all day. She's going to cash it in. And Meg Perrine now with 4 points for GMU makes it 16-5 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. See if the Mustangs can get going. Here's Swayer for a long two. No good. The rebound, though, is up off the glass and good. Swayer was able to go in and get her own rebound and then put it up and in. Makes it 16-7 with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. GMU with the basketball, again, going right to left. They're in the white uniforms tonight with the blue and gold trim. Morris is in the blue, the royal blue, with the white trim. Here's Perrine on the baseline, left side, no good. Rebound for Barnes. Her shot won't go. Ashlyn says, I'll take that, and puts it up and in. Another rebound on the third try there for Ashlyn Marin. She now has 6 points. And GMU pumps this lead up to 18-7. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Mustangs with the ball. Here's Swayer again for three. It's no good. Hammond has been crashing the boards hard here for GMU, and she'll come back across midcourt. Kendra Hammond, the talented junior here tonight for the Raiders. Here is Bonskowski, chest pass for Perrine, feeding one to the interior for Barnes. Turnaround shot is off the side of the rim, and no good there for Tammy Barnes. Rebound for Morris. Here is Akins across midcourt. Chest pass for Wist. Pump fakes, stops and pops and hits from the right baseline for Hannah Wist. And she now has 5 points, and that's a team high for the Mustangs. Making it 18-9 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Morris is hanging around. If you can keep it in single digits, you're going to give yourself a chance now that they seem to be hitting their shots. Here's Perrine in the right corner. That's too strong. And a rebound for Richards, and she's shot out of a cannon back down the floor. Richards, right-handed layup, can't get it to go. Kicks it back out for Akins. Her shot, the kiss off the glass, won't go. Rebound in the land of the trees for Wist, and the possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to GMU. Two good looks there, I would say, for the Mustangs, and they just couldn't cash in. But it seems like Morris is coming alive now. It's good to see if you're a Mustangs fan. Also very weird to see when they make a basket here, there's really no Morris fans. GMU's only allowing home fans, so it's like deadly quiet as soon as they make a basket. Here is Marin across midcourt, had a lot of contact there. No call, but now we'll have a whistle as Richards was able to get her foot in a passing lane and kick it out of bounds for the Mustangs. Coming to the bench now will be Kendra Hammond, and Tammy Barnes will come back in for the Raiders. And we're waiting for a whistle here. GMU inbounded the ball before I think the officials were set. So we're going to come back and do that all over again with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Again, both these teams kind of sitting in the middle of the Tri-Valley standings, needing a win to help them separate. Marin trying to track it into the backcourt here. Ball rolls out of bounds, and it's going to go to Morris. Wow, good hustle there by Hannah Wist. GMU didn't think it was tipped, but it was. Wist was able to kind of make sure she got there before Ashlyn Marin. It rolled out of bounds, and the Mustangs are going to get it. The GMU coaching staff is not happy about this. Tanya Barnes is walked out onto the floor now, and she just can't believe this call here. But Morris is going to get the basketball. Mustangs, boy, you get another bucket here, you're right back in this game. Wist says, I'll try a three. This one is just a little short. Hit the front of the rim, and then Karam's out of bounds on the rebound. You know, it's been a cold shooting night, but again, the Mustangs are a couple of possessions and a couple of shots from getting right back in this game. GMU's got to keep their foot on the gas. Here is Perrine on the right low block. Her jumper won't go. Second chance opportunity, also too short. And a rebound is loose, but picked up by Bonskowski. She scooped it up. And GMU will reset. They go to the far side. Barnes to the interior. Now back out Bonskowski for three. Too much mustard on it. Rebound Perrine off the glass and good. Perrine now with 6 points. Cleaned up that miss there from Bonskowski, and GMU now leads 20-9 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Wist at the top of the key to the right side. We'll hold on to it here, looking for options. Wist from the right elbow. Her jumper just a little too strong. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there, and the arrow's going to keep it with Morris. You got to give it to both of these teams. They've fought hard. Anytime the ball has been on the floor, you see bodies diving everywhere. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. 20-9 is the score. GMU girls on top of Morris. And the Mustangs will get it in. Nice inbounds play. They find Carissa Richards for a three. Nothing but net there for Carissa Richards. She's able to hit that one from deep in the right corner for her first basket of the night. And it's 20-12. Mustangs are hanging around here on the road against a much bigger and a tough GMU squad. So GMU with the basketball. Bonskowski to the left side for Barnes, and we'll have a foul on Morris. Barnes tried to go around her player, and it looks like I think they're going to call this on Maddie Coleman here. Let's see. Yes. Fouls on Maddie Coleman, her first, team's third. Here's our team foul situation in the second quarter. Morris with three and none for GMU. Bonskowski on the baseline. Will work it in. Back to Hammond. Now back to Bonskowski. Left side for three. Off the front of the rim. Rebound for Wist. smallest player on the court somehow got that ball. Wist at the foul line, works one back out for Carissa Richards. Another three, this one is off the mark to the left and out of bounds and back to GMU. With a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Raiders with the basketball, looking to make the most of these possessions before the halftime break. They'll float one back across midcourt, and now a steal by Richards. Right on the Eagles logo there for the Mustangs. Bounce pass finds Akins. A little shimmy step through two defenders, jump ball, giving it back to GMU. Akins frustrated there because looked like she had a good opportunity. Got stripped of the ball and then got tied up for the jump ball. So here are the Raiders with the basketball. They'll flip one to the far side. Barnes will get across midcourt. Had her pocket picked, though, by Hannah Wist. Wist in transition, trying to take it to the hoop and is fouled there by Kendra Hammond. Hannah Wist doing a little bit of everything right there. The steal, nice moves in transition, then picks up the foul. First foul on Kendra Hammond, also the first on the Raiders, the Raiders as a team here. So Morris will work it in. They go to Wist, pump fakes on a three, didn't pull the trigger, goes far side for Maddie Akins. Wants to take it inside, Akins with the jumper, no good. Rebound is right there for Maddie Coleman, and she puts it up and in. So Coleman with the bucket, and the Mustangs have crawled back into this game. They only trail by six. It's 20-14 as we hit 1 minute to go in the second quarter. And GMU now is going to throw it away out of bounds. They tried a long home run pass ahead for Mackenzie Barnes, and she wasn't tall enough to grab it before it rolled out. Big possession here for the Mustangs. Cut this down to a four-point, possibly even a three-point contest after a tough first quarter where they only scored 2 points. So a nice comeback for Morris. Here's Wist trying to take it to the rim, hits the layup, but they'll say the foul was on the floor. And Hannah Wist is having a lot of success with the dribble penetration right now. Foul's going to be on Meg Perrine, her first team second. Carissa Richards on the baseline will work it in. Back to Richards, right side, pops up for three, left it short this time. Ball out of bounds, going to stay with the Mustangs. Bonskowski couldn't get there in time. So 35.6 seconds left before the halftime break. Mustangs with the basketball underneath their own hoop. Tipped out of bounds again. Good defense there by GMU. Not letting them have anything easy. So they are directly below our broadcast position here, right behind the GMU bench, and I am up in the balcony tonight here at GMU. They leave Richards wide open. Her three was halfway down before it pops out, and a rebound for the Raiders. Boy, that was could have been a costly mistake. Richards just couldn't make them pay. I think it was halfway down, though, before it popped free. 15 seconds left, second quarter. Raiders with the ball. They go to Perrine on the right low block. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound for Morris and Maddie Akins, and jump ball. Akins was desperately trying to rip it away from her defender, but the arrow's going to give it to Morris anyways. With 7 seconds left, can they get a shot off? We'll see. You have some very fast guards in Richards and especially Wist. Looks like they're going to try to get it to Wist, and she'll bring it back across half court. Here's Wist, stops, goes to the interior. A great look there, but it was partially blocked, and that'll do it. A great pass there from Hannah Wist, found Maddie Coleman. But GMU's Kendra Hammond came over and blocked it right at the buzzer. So our halftime score, the GMU girls leading Morris 20-14. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Jay could not be here tonight to shoot photos because he's back at the restaurant, but Ricky is here and taking some photos on senior night, so that is awesome. And you can look for them on social media for all the games they go to. Looking at all the photos, a lot of great action photos this time of year. Our halftime score here at GMU, the Lady Raiders leading the Mustangs 20-14, And here is our scoring summary from the first half. Hannah Bonskowski with 6 points, Ashlyn Marin with 6 points, and Meg Perrine with 6 points for GMU. Tammy Barnes chipping in two. Morris, of course, got off to that cold start, only 2 points in the first quarter, but they really seem to find their groove there in the second frame. If they can keep that going, I think this is going to continue to be a close game. Hannah Wist with 5 points, Carissa Richards with three, Madison Akins and Maddie Coleman with two apiece here for the Morris Mustangs. So again, they only had the 2 points in the first quarter, but I really thought Wist and Akins and Richards kind of got them going there early in the second quarter, and a couple of big threes there by Wist and Richards really helped to get things going. So let's look around the area tonight for some other contests that are going on that I want to keep my eye on here. I think another big Tri-Valley game is Worcester at Cherry Valley Springfield tonight. That game's going to tip off at 7 o'clock. That should be a very good game for all you Tri-Valley fans. Edmiston girls are at Franklin tonight, some other big local games. Norwich girls are hosting Owego. Oneonta girls are hosting Seton. So those are some other great games that you can be keeping an eye on tonight. On the boys' side, South Courtright is up at Richfield Springs. I'm excited to see how that game goes. The Sydney boys are at Sherburne-Earlville, so if you're over in that neck of the woods, you could maybe pop over to that game. I know Sherburne-Earlville has some open fan policies there, so that's always a fun matchup because Sherburne-Earlville is just over the line in Section 3. You know, I've started covering them on Twitter and posting their scores, so that's been fun. Unitego boys are hosting Oxford tonight. That'll be an interesting game. Harpersville boys at BG. That's going to be an interesting game tonight if you're a Mac boys fan. Very interested to see how that goes. Green boys are at Deposit Hancock. UV boys are at Walton. And the Delhi boys are at Afton tonight. Some other games from around the area. Again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Marabito, serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Again, our halftime score here, the GMU girls leading Morris 20-14. And it's going to be interesting, especially if you're a GMU fan, down the stretch here. They have some games to make up. They had a game earlier this week with Worcester, who is in first place in the league right now. Looks like they have rescheduled that to the 29th here of January, which is going to be a 2 o'clock start for that game. But they're going to have to play Cherry Valley again. That'll be a good game. And they're going to go out of league and play Stanford as well, who is a pretty good team over in the Delaware League this year. So GMU has some good games coming up, that's for sure. And I was talking to the Morris coaching staff and Rhoda Flint before the game started. They have kind of the tougher part of their league schedule in the second half as well. So, you know, down the stretch here, things are going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out for both of these teams, because they're sitting right in a good spot right now in the middle of the league standings, but they're going to need to get some good wins in the second half to stay in the playoff picture. All right, we'll take a break. Our halftime score 20-14. GMU girls on top of Morris here on a Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Law with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. This is really nice to see some people in the stands here. I'm not kidding. A couple weeks ago I was here. We did GMU in Skanivas. I was the only person here in the balcony, which is weird because, you know, I'm a GMU alum, and as many people know. And, I mean, back in the day they called this the dog pound. I mean, you couldn't get you had to come early to get a seat. You had to come during the JV game, make sure you had a seat up here because it was crazy and, you know, kids were insane up here. Tonight there's some people up here. That's great to see. I've had people come over during halftime and just say, thanks for being here. And it's really exciting just to see some people back in the building again. Not to say that, you know, I'm all for safety. I'm glad that the teams were playing earlier in the year, but the atmosphere, definitely better here with some fans tonight. And the atmosphere last night in Delhi was tremendous. Unitego fans traveled very well. You love to see that, and Delhi always puts on a good show over there. So, starting the third quarter here, our score 20-14. GMU girls will have the basketball, leading the Morris Mustangs. And here we go. So GMU's in the white uniforms with the blue and gold trim going left to right. Start the second half. Morris is in the royal blue with the white trim. Bonskowski, little up and under shot here at the right low block. No good. Second chance, also off the mark. And somehow Ashlyn Marin comes out with the basketball. Goes back to the top of the key. Bonskowski now. GMU with a fresh shot clock. They're going to try to take the most of it. And here is Marin into the paint. Little baby hook off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Tosses it back up and in. Ashlyn Marin with 8 points. She's so good with that baby hook. And even when she misses, she just has the size advantage out here. She's able to scoop up that rebound, put it right back up and in. It's 22-14. About a minute gone here in the third. See if the Mustangs can continue to crawl back in. Now a block by Meg Perrine. And ball out of bounds. Going to stay with Morris. Kind of the twin towers inside there between Meg Perrine and Ashlyn Marin of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. So Morris has it on the baseline as they go right to left now on your radio dial. They go to the right side for Swayer. She wants that three. It's going to stop and pop and hit it. Big three ball there for Hannah Swayer. She's got 5 points. Makes it a 22-17 ball game. This is good. With 6:45 to go in the third, we got a tight one. Marin back down for GMU. Right side for Perrine. Pump fake. Steps in. Jumper in for Meg Perrine. Did a lot of work in the offseason with different coaches and an AAU program. And it's showing here tonight. She's working hard. Perrine with 8 points. And GMU leads 24-17. And now Morris will throw it away. Over there on that far side. Some rough characters over in that corner. The fans, some of the old guys in town always sit over there, kind of on that far side, and they'll let you know about it. They'll heckle you a little bit over there. So, ball at midcourt. Now a steal back by Morris. Here is Maddie Aiken. She'll try to take it to the rim. A lot of contact there. No call. Bonskowski's down on the floor, slow to get up. GMU comes out of that whole fray with the basketball. With 6 minutes to go in the third, a pass up the floor now for Kendra Hammond. GMU quickly in transition. Will float one down low here for Meg Perrine on the baseline. Perrine to the interior for Marin on the right low block. To the far side, shot off the glass is good. And a nice bucket there for the Raiders. For Tammy Barnes. She now has 4 points. Three ball from Richards is off the mark for Morris back the other way with 5.5 to go in the third. 26-17 the score. The GMU girls on top of the Morris Mustangs here. Again, trying to get my voice to recover a little bit. I think I really got into that Delhi-Unitego game last night. So trying to get through here tonight. Morris with a 5-second call could not get that ball in time as they had to inbound it on the baseline. And it's 26-17. And GMU's going to get it back in transition. Here's Perrine. Stops, pops, hits it. Meg Perrine, the first Raider into double figures, now with 10 points. Got into the paint and said, I'll take that all day. And GMU leads 28-17. 5:20 to go in the third. Mustangs with the basketball. Splitting two defenders and a steal by the Raiders. Here's Kendra Hammond getting out to run like she loves to do. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Morris. And out of the fray comes Carissa Richards. Back down the floor in front of the Morris bench. Quickly in transition, a floater in the lane will not go. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Mustangs. Richards, the leading scorer here for the Mustangs over the course of the season, only with 3 points tonight. If they could get her going, that would go a long way. Mustangs get it in. Swayer with a shot from the right side, won't go. And Kendra Hammond comes out of there with the rebound. Goes to Bonskowski. She fires a three and hits it. Bonskowski from downtown now with 9 points. Can't leave her that open. She makes them pay. And GMU leads 31-17 with 4.5 to go in the third. Here's Wist with the basketball. She's fouled as she gets to the high post. And we'll have a whistle. And so who's this foul going to be on? Looking for the call here. Looks like it's going to be on Ashlyn Marin, her third, team's first in the third quarter. Morris gets the ball in. Here is Richards passing one down low. We'll have a jump ball as she tried to dish it off for Swayer. Looks like Marin's going to go to the bench with those three fouls for protection. And Mackenzie Barnes will come back in. Possession arrow is going to keep it with Morris. Mustangs had really worked their way back into this game as that ball immediately tipped back out of bounds as they tried to inbound it. And now GMU has kind of ballooned it back up to this 31-17 lead. Here is Richards, pump fakes on a three, takes it to the interior. Her shot partially blocked, and the Raiders come away with it. Hammond in transition, down the floor looking for Bonskowski, lost control of it. We're going to have a foul here in the corner. My view was blocked a little bit. No, out of bounds. It's going to stay with GMU. So they'll try to quickly get it into Meg Perrine, but good defense there by Morris. It was tipped, but GMU somehow, in a scramble, comes out of there with the ball and keeps the possession. 4 minutes to go, four in the third quarter, I should say. GMU leading 31-17 here on their home floor, looking for a big Tri-Valley League win tonight. Here is Perrine, and she was stripped, and it's a two-on-one here for Morris if they can hurry. Here is Richards, and she's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go. With 3:47 to go in the third. And the foul is going to be on Kendra Hammond. And so they will say this was not a shooting foul. It's going to be her second and the team's second. So Alyssa Sorochinski will come in here off the bench for GMU. Richards will be doing the inbounding duties here underneath the basket. Tries to pump one to the interior for Akins. And Perrine says no, knocked it out of bounds. 3:45 to go in the third, 31-17. GMU girls on top of Morris here tonight on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. And here is Wist on the right side. Gets into the paint, pumps one far side for Akins. Steps in, jumper is no good. Morris is getting good looks. They're just not going down. Now to Bonskowski on the outlet. Bonskowski in front of her own bench. Stops and pumps the brakes to pull it back out here for GMU. Looks to set up the offense. They go to the far side for Barnes. The Barnes-to-Barnes connection here is McKenzie. Gets it there from Tammy. Now to the high post for Bonskowski. Was stripped of the ball from behind and then commits a foul trying to steal it back with 3:13 to go in the third. And so that's going to be her first and the team's third. Team foul situation right now. GMU with three and Morris with none. And, of course, in the girls' game, they reset every quarter. And when you get to five, you automatically shoot two. Here is Carissa Richards, right side, as Morris goes right to left. We'll look to work one back out. Here is Hannah Wist. Now far side, looking for Maddie Akins. She fires a three, and it won't go. Rolls out of bounds. And is going to go back to GMU. Morris is going to take a timeout with 2:52 to go in the third. The GMU girls leading the Morris Mustangs 31-17 here tonight in Gilbertsville. I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, a steal here by Morris. Again, great hustle by Wist, but she stepped out of bounds and really had nowhere to go, no real estate. And so the ball back to GMU. That's kind of been the story of the night for Hannah Wist. She is such a hustler, and it just hasn't gone her way here tonight for the Morris Mustangs. But, hey, GMU's going to give it back as they throw a long home run pass that goes through the hands there of Sorochinski and back out of bounds. Sorochinski is going to go to the bench, and Kendra Hammond right back in. Ashlyn Marin still on the bench here for GMU with those three fouls for her protection. I'm guessing she might sit the rest of the third. Here is Wist, steps in from the foul line. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Maddie Akins. And back up top for Wist. Bounce pass to the far side. Hawkins with the jumper, in and out. Rebound for Wist. Again, smallest player on the court, gets the rebound and now is fouled as she goes up for the right-handed layup. Just a gutsy performance here tonight by Wist, doing everything she can to try to keep the Mustangs in this game. And so Wist will go to the line. Ready to shoot two here. Hannah, the freshman, came up to varsity in her seventh grade year, and first shot is no good. Played, if I'm not mistaken, she played varsity sports, all three varsity sports in seventh grade, soccer, basketball, softball. So that is a pretty rare thing. Wist's second shot won't go. Looks like a violation. And so shot was off the mark anyways, and GMU's going to get it back. And poor Hannah goes to the line, goes 0 for 2 there, and couldn't get anything to go down. 2:25 to go in the third. GMU in control at the moment, 31-17, over the visiting Morris Mustangs. Had a lot of people so far asking me about Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield tonight. That game does not tip until about 7 o'clock. So it'll be very interesting to see who wins the battle between the Wolverines and the Patriots tonight up there in Cherry Valley. Now a steal by Morris around midcourt. Here is Richards trying to get something going for the Mustangs, and a foul by Kendra Hammond. And Richards, I think, might be going to the line here. This might be the fifth. It's the third on Hammond. Yeah, that's the 15th foul on GMU. None on Morris. And so this is going to send the Mustangs to the line for the rest of this third quarter. Timeout, I think, is going to be taken here. No, Morris is going to take it right to the line. And so this will be Carissa Richards with only 3 points here tonight. She usually is anywhere between 15, 20, 25 points a game. But she has struggled shooting the basketball here tonight. First shot is up and good for Carissa Richards. And the second one coming. But she's one of those players, too, that could start and go off at any time. So still a lot of basketball left to be played. Second shot is good for Carissa Richards, and she has 5 points, making it 31-19. Raiders leading the Mustangs here with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Hammond across midcourt. Just gets over the timeline. Feeds one down low, and a jumper from the right baseline is good for Mackenzie Barnes. Her first basket of the night makes it 33-19. With 1:45 to go in the third. Mustangs with the ball. Here is Richards for three. Boy, that looked good. It wouldn't go down, though. Hit the left side of the rim. Rebound Perrine. Outlet pass for Hannah B. And Bonskowski takes it in and scores. Hannah Bonskowski with 11 points now. Makes it 35-19. The GMU girls on top of Morris. Here is Wist looking to split two defenders. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to go to the far side for Swear. Inbounds, or a pass down low, I should say, to Hawkins. Gets it back far side for Wist. Steps around a defender and hits. Wist with the jumper there. She has 7 points now, making it 35-21, so a 14-point deficit for the Mustangs. GMU trying to add to it here. Bonskowski with a long pass ahead for Barnes. Off her hands and out of bounds with a minute to go in the third. Morris going to the bench here. Looks like Maya King is going to get into the ball game here for the Mustangs. everybody's going to play tonight on that Morris side, as really with only two subs, everybody's going to get some good minutes. Richards to the far side now as Morris goes right to left. They work it to the interior, back up top for Hawkins. The three is off the back of the rim and then out of bounds. Last touch by GMU as they were fighting for the rebound. It will stay with the Mustangs with 43 seconds to go in the third. And again, GMU leading 35-21. And so the Mustangs will look to get it in. They'll reverse it to the far side here for Matty Akins. Akins a little up and under, can't get the shot to go. Rebound by Maya King, fresh into the game. Knocked out of bounds, but will stay with Morris. Good hustle there by King. 34 seconds left here in the third. And Morris will look to get the ball in. On the far side, they look for King, but it was taken away here by Hammond. And ahead now for Bonskowski. Right-handed layup, rolls off the rim. Both teams scrambling for this rebound here. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball is going to keep it with GMU. You don't see Bonskowski miss many of those shots from the interior, but she rolled that one off. Akins is down on the floor here. Appears to be okay, though. Back up, looking to get into the action here. As GMU gets it in, and a nice pass from Bonskowski finds Meg Perrine, and she puts it home. Perrine now with 12 points, making it 37-21. With 10 seconds to go here in the third. Morris to the right side. Here is Carissa Richards. Steps in for a jumper. No good. Both teams scrambling for that rebound. Out of bounds. Going to go back to GMU with 3.7 seconds left. Do they have enough time to get a shot off? Here is Hammond. Back to Bonskowski, and they're not even going to try. And three quarters are in the books. GMU girls leading Morris 37-21. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So as we start the fourth quarter, the GMU girls, GMU pushes the lead to 37-21 over the Morris girls. Meg Perrine nets 12 points to lead the Raiders, and Hannah Wist fires home 7 points so far for the Mustangs. And so this is a good game here tonight. Thought maybe it would be a little closer at this junction, but Morris, a little cold shooting the basketball tonight, and hey, that happens to everybody, that's for sure. But still, 8 minutes left in this ballgame. We'll see if the Mustangs can get it going. They had a nice comeback there in the first half. We'll see if they can do it again. Chipped it down into single digits and had it to within 6. Couldn't get any closer than that at the moment. And so here are the Mustangs with the basketball, again in the royal blue with the white trim, going right to left. Here is Richards, splits a double team, gets it back, and then gets tied up with Ashlyn Marin, and the jump ball is going to give it back to GMU. Good defense there by the Raiders to keep those active hands. And now Morris going with some full court pressure, trying anything they can to get some turnovers, get back in this game, anything they can to work that out. Now a three ball from Bonskowski on the left side off the feed from Ashlyn Marin, and it's good. So Bonskowski now with 14 points, makes it 40-21. Here is Wist to the far side for Akins. Pass to the interior, knocked out of there by Ashlyn Marin. And we will have a jump ball. This time, possession arrow is going to give it back to the Mustangs. So Morris doing the inbounding duties on the baseline. in this Tri-Valley rivalry game here tonight between Morris and Gilbert Solomon Upton, live from GMU. Mustangs will get it in. They go to Richards on the left side. Richards will pull it out, far side for Hannah Wist. Wist with a little pump fake. Now back to Richards straight away. Floats one across, far side. And the pull-up jumper here for Swayer is no good. Rebound for Perrine. And an outlet pass here for Kendra Hammond. Hammond ahead now, finds Barnes, and she cannot get the left-handed layup to go. Rebound for Wist. Trying to push it quickly in transition. Here's Wist. Stops, pops off the glass. Too strong. Gets her own rebound. And now we'll kick one back out here for Akins. Now to Richards. Wist on the far side. Again, trying to get to the interior, and the ball is stripped. And here comes Bonskowski down the right side. Stops from the right elbow and hits it. Bonskowski with 16. And that's the kind of night it's been. Morris, with so much hustle on the other end, can't hold on to the ball. GMU gets a steal. They come right down and they swish one. Makes it GMU 42 and Morris 21 with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Morris with the basketball. Here's Richards working it back out for Akins. Akins in a tough spot. Will dish it for Wist at the top of the key. Wist into the paint. Her jumper, again, too strong off the side of the rim. And worked back out. Here's Richards. Dials up a three. That's too strong off the back of the rim and up over the backboard and out of bounds. And this is tough right now for the Mustangs because, you know, you're just thinking so much about these shots every time you let the ball go. Like, is this going to be the one? Is this going to be the one? Are we going to get back in it? And every time, you know, you're just not doing the natural things at that point. Now here's the steal by Richards. Left-handed layup, rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound for Akins, and it won't go. Wist now hustling in there. Come up to the left side, and Morris will keep it alive. And that's case in point right there. Carissa Richards doesn't miss layups like that. That one just rolled off the front of the rim, and it's just not been their night here. Richards steps in for a jumper and hits this one. Maybe that'll get her going. She's got 7 points now. Wist and Richards with 7 points apiece. And Hannah Swayer with 5 for the Mustangs. That was steal by Morris. Taken right back, though, by GMU at midcourt as the Raiders lead 42-23. And GMU sets up the offense, but it was knocked out of bounds. And we'll stay with the Raiders here. With 5:05 to go in the fourth, it's 42-23. GMU leading the Morris girls. Looking for a Tri-Valley victory here tonight. Bonskowski, left side, three, got it. Anna is feeling it right now. And she is up to 19 points for GMU. Shooting like her mom and her dad out there. Both excellent basketball players. Went on to play at the college level. And, of course, her brother Gavin now playing in college at Wells is GMU's all-time leading three-point leader. So it runs in the family. Here's GMU again off a steal. Hammond in transition, couldn't get the shot to go, and Akins with the rebound. 4.5 to go in the fourth, and the GMU girls lead Morris 45-23 here in the fourth quarter. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose here tonight. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Right side for Wist, into the paint. Her jumper is good, and count it, and she's going to go to the foul line here, as Hannah Wist is now up to 9 points. So Wist finally gets one of those jumpers to go. First foul, the fourth quarter here on either team. Going to be the fourth on Ashlyn Marin. And it looks like we'll have a timeout taken by GMU. 4:13 to go in the fourth. GMU girls leading 45-25 over Morris here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:13 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the GMU girls lead Morris 45-25. This was a six-point game at halftime, but GMU has really shot the ball well here in the second half. Bonskowski now with 19 points to lead GMU. Perrine has 12. Marin has 8. And on the other side, for Morris, a little bit colder shooting night. But we have Hannah Wist with 9 and Carissa Richards with 7. So the Mustangs desperately trying to get back in this game is out of the timeout. Here's Wist at the line. Cannot complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And back down the floor they come. As we are halfway through the fourth quarter now with 4 minutes to go, a 45-25 lead for GMU over Morris. Raiders trying to hold on for their third league win of the season as they come in tonight at a record of 2-3. GMU with the basketball. They go to Perrine, top of the key. Far side for Boskowski, and the shot clock fooled everybody there, including me. I did not see that it was getting that low. And GMU doesn't get a shot off in time, but they did successfully eat up a big chunk of the clock there with 3:40 to go in the fourth. So the Mustangs with the ball now. They go to the high post, to the far side for Hannah Wist. Little give and go down low for Swayer. Out of bounds, going to stay with the Mustangs. Again, 3:28 to go here in the fourth. 45-25 our score. And Morris will be doing the inbounding duties. We'll toss one up here for Maddie Akins, who had one of the first buckets of the game, but she's been a little quiet since that for the Mustangs. Here's Richards, gets into the paint and scores. Carissa Richards now with 9 points. Makes it 45-27. Here are the Raiders back across midcourt, looking for Meg Perrine. Perrine lost control of it, and Hannah Wist comes out of there with the basketball. Wist ahead now for Richards, little up and under, partially blocked, and Kendra Hammond will grab this rebound with exactly 3 minutes to go. GMU into their own offensive end, and Wist is whistled for the foul. Actually, no, going to be a timeout taken here by GMU. 45-27, GMU girls on top of Morris. We'll be right back with the conclusion here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Right out of the timeout, Ashlyn Marin was fouled and will head to the line, and she just hit the first foul shot. So Marin with 9, if she could get this one, hopefully we don't give her the broadcaster's curse, she would be the third GMU player in double figures. And she got it. Broke the curse there. She's got 10, Perrine has 12, and Boskowski's got a game-high 19. 2:45 to go in the fourth, and the GMU girls on their home floor leading 47-27. Here's Richards in the paint. Pull-up jumper off the front of the rim. No good. Second chance opportunity also won't go down. Rolled out. Raiders come out of there with the basketball. We'll have a foul on Morris in front of the Mustangs bench. Good sportsmanship here as Hammond went flying into the Morris bench. They had to help her out of there. This appears to be okay. Actually, she's going to come out now, and I believe, yeah, that's going to be Mackenzie Barnes coming into the game. And Hammond just had that look on her face like, I don't want to come out. I'm just having some fun out here. So what, I dove headfirst into the other team's bench, right? So 2.5 to go in the fourth. It's 47-27. Here are the Raiders across midcourt. Here is Boskowski setting up the offense. She's been dynamite here in the second half, especially shooting the basketball. Goes to Perrine. And Perrine, left side. Now goes back to Barnes. Tries to go to the interior for Ashlyn Marin. It's tipped away. We'll have a jump ball. Going to keep it with GMU. Good job by Marin to get on the floor at the last minute to keep that a jump ball. Again, 2:13 to go in the fourth. And the Raiders will look to get it in. They find Perrine, pull-up jumper, in and out. Ball rolls out of bounds. GMU once again getting on the floor trying to save it. But it did roll out and will go back to Morris. So Wist will bring it up the floor as we hit 2 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Wist into the right wing corner, gets tied up in a double team, works one back out for Richards. Into the paint, floating jumper is good for Carissa. And Carissa Richards has 11 points now, makes it 47-29 with 1:45 to go in the fourth. And Boskowski with a nice pass ahead, but it was just a little too tall there for Mackenzie Barnes. Out of bounds, going to go back to the Mustangs. But if GMU can hang on here, this would go a long way in the league standings. Other Tri-Valley games tonight. Again, as we said, Worcester is at CVS. Lawrence girls are at Sharon Springs. And Edmiston is at Franklin. So, you know, by the end of the night, we'll see what kind of shakeups there are in the standings. With a 1:40 to go in the fourth, they go to the high post. Pass to the far side. Maya King, right-handed layup, won't go. Second chance opportunity here for King, also won't go down. Rebound for Perrine. Then an outlet pass to Ashlyn Marin. Marin in front of the GMU bench now with 1:20 to go in the fourth. To the right side for Barnes. Dribble drive in, stripped, ball out of bounds, and it will stay with the Raiders with 1:17 to go. And again, GMU leading 47-29. You'll want to stay tuned. We'll have our postgame show coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you tonight by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Ashlyn Marin heading to the bench, as well as Tammy Barnes, the two seniors getting a nice ovation here in their senior night game. GMU is going to have some more home games, but a lot of schools have elected to do senior night a little earlier this year. Now a steal by Hannah Wist. And the left-handed layup is up and good for Hannah Wist. So you have Richards and now Wist with 11 points each for the Morris Mustangs. Ball loose at midcourt, and it looks like a timeout is going to be taken here by the Raiders with exactly 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Our score 47-31. GMU on top of Morris. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
47-31 the score here with a minute to go. And this will be the Raiders with the basketball working it around. And a jumper here is in and out. And a rebound for Morris. GMU trying to get some of these players off the bench involved. We come down to 40 seconds left. Here is Hannah Wist taking it to the rim, can't get the shot to go. Akins with a rebound, second chance, rolls off as well, and now a rebound, and going to be a foul, it looks like, on GMU. So Morris will hang on to the ball here. 34 seconds to go. Akins will get it in. Now to Richards with 30 seconds left to the interior. Her shot, again, off the front of the rim, won't go. That's been the kind of night it's been for the Mustangs. Good look there from Richards, did everything. Ball kind of dies on the front of the rim and then just pops out. Mustangs will get it in. Here's Akins to the interior for Richards again. And she gets it, and this time she's fouled. So Carissa Richards now with 13, and she's going to have a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play here. With 20 seconds left, it's 47-33. And so this will be Richards stepping in, and her shot at the line is good. So Carissa Richards now with 14 points on the night, 20 seconds left, and GMU leading 47-34, just trying to put the icing on the cake here. Here's Sorochinski, across midcourt. Sorochinski with the jumper. Got it. Much to the delight of this crowd. Alyssa Sorochinski, the freshman, makes it 49-34. Here's Akins in transit. No, that was Richards again. So Carissa Richards now with 16. Makes it 49-36 with 4 seconds left. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to go back to GMU. Nice to see the fans get so into it here with some of these players coming off the bench. And the Raiders will get it in. A steal, though, by Richards, but they're going to say that GMU stepped inbounds when they were trying to pass it in. So it's going to be a turnover to Morris anyways. I think Richards would want that back. She was all alone for a layup there on that steal. Maya King on the inbounding duties finds Hannah Wist. She'll toss one up. Shot is no good, and that'll do it. 49-36 is our final score. The GMU girls defeat the Morris Mustangs. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. GMU girls defeating Morris here tonight at GMU 49-36. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for GMU, a game high 19 points from Hannah Bonskowski, 12 from Meg Perrine, 10 from Ashlyn Marin, 4 from Tammy Barnes, and then 2 apiece for Alyssa Sorochinski and Mackenzie Barnes. On the other side for Morris, a team-high 16 points from Carissa Richards, 11 from Hannah Wist, 2 apiece from Maddie Akins and from Maddie Coleman on that side for the Morris Mustangs. Let's get into our post-game awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll go with Hannah Bonskowski tonight. 19 points here for the GMU Raiders. Really got hot shooting the basketball in the second half. Thought that was a pretty easy choice. You know, Morris chipped it back down to 6 points at the halftime break, and then Bonskowski and Perrine came out and shot the ball well in the second half and helped GMU put this away. So Hannah Bonskowski from GMU is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDL. I'm going to go with Hannah Wist here tonight for Morris. I thought she was scrappy, was on the floor. I mean, how many times were we saying she was on the floor, going after loose balls, steals, really just great hustle plays. So we're going to give Hannah Wist from Morris our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And lastly tonight is the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by Echo Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go Meg Perrine tonight, 12 points from GMU, was great underneath, rebounding the basketball, and just made shots when she needed to, and was a great teammate as always. So we will give Meg Perrine from GMU our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our WCDO studios in Main Street in Sydney. He's our in-game producer. We'll be back on the air next week. Make sure you check out NateLull.com as well as follow me on Twitter at NateLull. We put the scores and the standings up there every single night at NateLull.com, so you'll be able to keep an eye on how things are going in whatever league you want to cover, or whatever league you'd follow, I should say, in the local area. So make sure you check that out. We update it every night. And lots of good information on there. So check WCDOsports.com, thanks to SFCU, for our schedule for next week. We'll be putting that up there shortly as well. So, again, our final score, GMU girls defeat Morris 49-36. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll see you next week on WCDO Sports. Stay warm, people.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.